bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, I'm Jackie Dalton. For many people, this time of the year gets a bit stressful. For those who want some kind of qualification or certificate to prove how good their English is, this means exams. This programme is about revision and how to prepare for exams. Even if you don't have any kinds of tests to do, much of the advice in here could be useful to you because it's important to look back over everything you've learnt regularly, as if you were preparing for an exam, so that it stays in your memory. An important part of revision is planning. Experienced English teacher Dermot is going to share three top tips on how to go about revision. What are they?
Okay, first of all, make a sensible revision plan. Include times for breaks and meals. Your concentration lapses after a couple of hours, so take regular breaks. Know your strong and weak subjects and mix them up on your timetable. Don't do all the difficult topics at once. Write a list of targets that you know you can reach and tick them off as you accomplish them.
Did you get those three pieces of advice? Make a revision plan and make sure you include breaks so you don't lose concentration. Don't try to do all the things you find most difficult at once. Mix them up with the easier things. And make a list of things to do and put a tick next to each thing once you've done it. Now we're going to hear advice from Rachel, another experienced English teacher who was at this year's IATEFL conference, an international meeting for English teaching experts. What's her tip?
My top tip for revising for exams is using small pieces of card. Write the words or sentences or phrases that you're trying to learn on one side of the card and write either a translation or a sentence using the word or the phrase in English on the other side, and practice turning over the cards, trying to memorise the English word, phrase or sentence.
An excellent tip there from Rachel. Use small pieces of card to write words or phrases on one side and their translation or examples of their use on the other.
bbclearningenglish.com.
Now we're going to hear from Dermot again.
Make your own revision notes. You'll learn as you write, and once you've got them, you're halfway there. Check the syllabus or ask a teacher to make sure you've got the key areas covered. And if you can, look at past exam papers and see how questions could be asked.
It may seem obvious, but it is important to make your own revision notes. Even though you may not realise it, you learn a lot just by writing them. Don't just read things, write. And check the syllabus, in other words, the topics covered in the course. Make sure you know what areas will be tested, so you don't miss anything out. And it always helps if you can look at previous exam papers. What about preparing for speaking exams? Here's some advice from another teacher at the IATEFL conference. How does she think you can become better at speaking English?
Hello, I'm Ilona Manders and I'm from the Netherlands. And for anyone preparing for a speaking test, my advice would be just to speak to yourself, which sounds silly, but today with mobile phones and car kits and everything, it's not so strange or embarrassing to be talking to yourself in the car. Imagine someone sitting next to you and just tell this person in English, of course, what you see, what you're going to do, what you did today and so on. I think that's a very good fluency practice activity.
Well, Ilona says talk to yourself and don't worry about feeling silly. Getting good at speaking is more important. And finally, we're going to hear from another English teacher, Manon. What two bits of advice does she give?
My name is Manon Rijber, I'm from the Netherlands, and my advice for when you have to do a test is to start thinking like the teacher. Really ask yourself what kinds of questions you would ask if you were the teacher, and prepare for those. Try and relax before taking the exam, so do not spend the entire night studying, but really relax.
Did you get that? The first bit of advice is to ask yourself what kinds of questions you would ask in the exam if you were the teacher. And secondly, relax and get some rest. All your hard work preparing will be wasted if you stay up all night before and come into the exam too tired to think. If you're someone who tends to worry a lot, try to put your exams into perspective. They're only one aspect of life, and they're not the most important thing in the world.
bbclearningenglish.com.